Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you for taking the time out of your life to be part of this conversation that we're creating here at The Nation. It's been a busy few weeks, I'll tell you that for sure. I did a little Instagram broadcast thing last week, which I announced a few things on that, if you didn't catch it, that I've got planned for this year and we will be doing this year. The only thing is when, but it'll be later in the year, last quarter of the year. So what we're planning on doing is I'm going to launch a course. So I'm doing a course that you can be part of. You join the course, and in the course I'm going to introduce you to this work. And you'll get to participate in a once-a-week Zoom call with me for people that are on the course. So they'll be, you know, like real up close and personal. And anyway, the fundamentals of the course are, you know, this is going to be your get your shit together course. But I'll have a really cool name for it when it comes out at the time. But it includes not only that, not only just, you know, being part of a community or something, but there's going to be an app on your phone and you'll be able to open up the app and you'll be able to engage with work and do the assignments and share your experiences with a community. And it'll be monitored and there'll be moderators there and I'll be there and there'll be, you know, things coming out on the app every single day until you finally get your life in order. Yourself and order, your relationships and order, and a couple of other things that I want to include in that, which might include, by the way, a money conversation. So anyway, that'll all be later in the year. And then tentatively right now, what we're looking at is a spring conference 2025, because I want to get this program up and launched and out. And then 2025, we're going to do a conference. The conference will not be a big one, okay? I'm not planning on doing some, you know, 10,000 person event. I'm looking at doing something like 500 people, okay, in a smaller venue, 2 days, balls to the wall, sort your shit out, okay? And what I want to deal with in that actually is I want a big chunk of that conference to be about loose ends and like things that are hanging around in the background of our lives and how to take care of those and basically clear your mind, clear your plate, and give yourself a fresh platform from which to launch the next part of your life. So anyway, I'm keeping you updated with things that are happening here behind the scenes at Unfuck Nation. And there's two books I'm working on right now. One is currently just an audio book. The other one will be an audio book and a book. And they'll get released in 2025 too. Now, look, you've been around this long enough. I know there are maybe people listening to this as their first ever episode, but for the vast majority of you, you've listened to a bunch of episodes, you've read the books, you've, you know, done the online creative life courses, you've got the t-shirt, you bought the calendar, right? You've got the journal, you've done the whole thing. And the reason you keep coming back to these podcasts is because you find them informative and you find them useful. And I need you to know, you know, ultimately that's my aim. my aim is to make everything useful, right? I don't want to just give you mundane, boring shit. You know, I want to make everything insightful. But as I actually addressed some of this on that broadcast last week on Instagram, you know, what we do here, what I do, is not informational education. It's not about you knowing more things. And it's, and I know the catchphrase, you know, like knowledge is power and all that stuff. But if knowledge was power, you wouldn't be living the life you've got. You'd be living a different life if knowledge was power. Because there's a ton of shit that you know you shouldn't be doing, and you're doing it. And there's a ton of shit that you know that you should be doing, and you're not doing it. So there's stuff that you shouldn't be doing, you're doing that. And there's stuff that you know you should be doing, you're not doing that. And even knowing that doesn't quite get it going for you. Even that I've just fucking told you that. Oh, yeah, he's right. The stuff that I should be doing, I'm not doing it. And the stuff that I shouldn't be doing, and I'm doing that. All right, that's interesting. And that's because even that interesting little snippet doesn't make any fucking difference in the quality of your life. Right? As I learned many, many years ago, knowing makes no fucking difference. Doesn't make any difference in the quality of your life. And so if you're going to engage with my work, if you're going to engage with what we do here at The Nation, if you're going to read the fucking books, if you're going to do the courses, the one thing you should have your eye on is you. And, you know, you've heard me say something similar in the past. You know, the magic of the books isn't the books. It's the spaces in between where you think. You're not going to learn from the books unless you're paying attention to yourself. Then you'll learn. But then you won't learn knowledge. You'll make personal discoveries. You'll have aha moments. Things will make sense. Neurons will connect that have never connected before. And that is the great thing about this, you know, with the way that I've created this work and the way that I've delivered this work and I continue to deliver it. It really is just one big fucking giant inquiry. We are inquiring. We're questioning. Questioning what? Ourselves. We're inquiring into ourselves and then getting enlightened from what we discover. So as you've read the books and you've done whatever you've done, the most bang for your buck came from the ahas. That was what you got the most juice out of. But nothing changes your life. The ahas don't even change your life until you act upon them. When you get an aha, you're like, oh, fucking hell. The next question is, what could I do right now that'll make a difference in my life with what I just discovered? You notice I didn't say what I just learned, what I just discovered. Like, realizing, and I know people throw out phrases like this like they really know it. People say stuff that they've learned in terms of knowledge, but they don't know it in terms of awareness. Social media is filled with it. Like, I'll say something like, I already know that. I'm like, you might know it, but you don't get it. Not everything that you know, you truly get it. Like, you know, we had an episode fucking months ago. And in it, I said, life is meaningless. And some of you know that. But you don't get it. You don't get that. You don't. Well, let me say it another way. That doesn't get you. Because if you got that, it would blow your fucking mind. It didn't change the trajectory of your life. So you didn't get it. I need you to know that when I got that and that got me, my life changed forever and it never went back when I finally got it. And it's a hard one to get your head around. But again, you know, I guess I'm having this conversation simply because I think it was a thing I saw online about a comment that I'd made and somebody had said, yeah, well, you should have said it different or some shit. I might have mentioned this in another week, but that person missed the point. They missed the point of an inquiry. An inquiry doesn't give you the answer. An inquiry puts you in a place where you can ask yourself the right questions. But the first thing you have to confront in an inquiry is what comes up for you right away. So again, you know, and again, I touched on this before, but when you see something from me online and social media, forget whatever the fucking thing's about. Just notice how you're reacting. Notice where you go. And I mean anything. There's been a ton of stuff that's gone up in social media in recent weeks and months. A ton of it. Go back and read some of that stuff. Or if it's a video, watch the video. Notice what it elicits from you. Those things that come up, those are your entry points. That's how you get into personal development. That's how you start to understand yourself. Not from learning more things, but by finally starting to piece together what it is that's doing that learning that you get hooked by. I mean, that is a big part of stop doing that shit, right? For you to finally understand the three saboteurs, right? I said to you, you're driven by internal statements. And there are three really important ones. And you're driven by them. You're driven to overcome them. One of the statements is about yourself. This is all, everything that I'm saying here is in Stop Doing That Shit, which was my second book. You're driven by an internal statement about yourself. You're driven by an internal statement about other people. And you're driven by an internal statement about life itself. Those three things together are like this little furnace in you. They're what's pushing you forward in life. You're out to overcome them, but you have to keep the fire burning. That's the dichotomy. That's the whole, is that a dichotomy or a paradox? That's the whole conundrum. You have to stoke the fire while trying to overcome it. So you have to keep producing these victories over the same things. Now, again, me telling you that, that's all very fucking good. But if you haven't connected to that personally, it makes no difference. It makes no difference for you in the quality of your life because there's no awareness. And I'm telling you, I don't see anything different with this generation than any other generation in terms of personal awareness. I don't see anything different. Not a fucking thing. Not an ounce. They're not any more aware. They're all just fucking still machines bumping their gums and espousing their virtues and their needs and their wants and their complaints. It's the same. It's just generation to generation to generation. That's why I say there is no distinction between generations. That's why I say there are no boomers. There are no Gen X. No, it's just people going around doing what people do no matter when they were born. That's it. That's the whole fucking thing in a nutshell. You know, I mean, do you seriously think, if you're 28 right now and you're listening to some 70-year-old guy sit and talk about life, do you seriously think that's not going to be you in 40 years? You think you're not going to be sitting talking about music and the way that people dress and how young people don't get it? And do you think you're not going to be doing that? Of course you are. Of course you are. And, you know, do you think you're not going to be getting blamed for what your generation didn't do or should have done, could have done, would have done? So it's, you know, the more things change, right? The more they... It's just different versions of the same shit. And all too often I have people come to my work pretty certain that they've changed their life, and they haven't. It's just different versions of the same shit. And that's why, you know, I wrote Stop Doing That Shit. That's why I wrote Grow Up. Both pivotal books in terms of having you get to the heart of what the fuck is going on with you. The heart of it. So if you're like, well, I've got those two books and I've read those books, I invite you to go back and keep reading them until you get it. Or like I said, the book gets you, like it grabs you and shakes you around a little. and has you challenge some of the things that you've come to believe about yourself, about life. You know, because one of the things that you'll hear me do, and I do, is I do it frequently. I'll talk about your shit and your bullshit, and you know, and I know that those are very vague and unbelievably subjective. And you know, I think maybe the hardest thing to do in my in what I'm out to accomplish is to take away the complexity of some really complex things, so that you get a foot in the door. It's not like I don't think you can think, and it's not like I don't think you're not smart. It really is like to take it out of the domain of concept and have you have this kind of phenomenological experience of those books, like you experience that book personally. So if there's any of my books you've read it and you haven't experienced it personally, and, you know, I'm serious. You know, you got to keep reading it until it does. And that's another reason why they're short. You got to experience it. You got to be like, oh, fuck. You got to have those moments. It's got to shake you a little. Because as well, you know, that's the best work. The work that shakes you. And I look for this for myself frequently. You know, I would some earth-shattering transformations in my life, like earth-shattering, like I was never the same man after it, right? And after I discovered what I discovered, there was no way back to it. I couldn't be that person again. I was so shaken by my new understanding of that, that there was no way back to it. That's why sometimes when I hear people say, you know, how do you break old habits? It hasn't shaken you. Whatever you've learned about that has not shaken you. It's not rocked you. It's not fucking rocked you, right? I've had people tell me recently, very recently actually, I was talking about how they'd been really challenged by their body shape for most of their life. And we had a conversation about that. And the way that we created this conversation together, this person was so fucking shaken by it, so mentally awakened by what we created together. Not only did they finally get their body to start looking the way they together look, but the whole idea of going back to that is just like a foreign thing to them now, right? And, you know, obviously we tied it into identity and, you know, the continuation of an internalized story and myth and the world that that was and how most of their attempts at solving their problems were really only feeding the beast of the world that they were in. And if what I just said there sounds like fucking gobbledygook to you, pause, go back and keep listening, because I'm talking to you about some important distinctions. Right. You know, I have no interest. I have a lot of interest in pursuing the podcast and continuing to put this stuff out there, but I've no interest. You know, when I used to be a coach, right, when I had a fully fledged coaching business, and once upon a time, I had 30 clients, okay, for an hour each per week on the phone with me. My agreements with those people were 9 months long. That was it. 9 months. And at the end of the 9 months, we're done. I had a handful of people who stayed on. And I only let that happen because they started to take on bigger and bigger things in their lives. And so I felt as if there was something I could contribute. But I had no interest in, no, you got to get, you're running a business, right? I mean, so you got a coaching business. The whole point of a business is to make money. That was never my fucking intention with my coaching business. That was maybe third. The first thing was to deliver something that was useful, valuable, and had integrity to it. That was the absolute peak of everything that I was doing. Making money was down the list. It might even be fourth or fifth. But again, top of the tree was, this needs to be all about making a difference. So 9 months to me was plenty of time for me to get into somebody's life, understand, pick apart, unearth, discover, and formulate a future. That was plenty of time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So that is to say, there was nothing in my mind about trying to do things that were about keeping my business going. Because I knew that if I delivered what I said I was going to deliver, I'd have no issue doing that anyway. Because the word would get out and people would want it. I knew it. I fucking knew it. That I had to keep my focus on what it's about. So just think for a moment. No matter what you're doing in this life, is your focus on what it's about, really? Or is your focus on something else? If your focus is on, and look, I need you to understand, that I know I'm in a very fortunate position in my life, okay? Like, and but that never happened until I was into my 50s, right? I'm getting up there now. So in my 30s and my 40s, money was a major concern for me in my life. In my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, major concern. I was just the same as everybody else, right? I remember driving around at my fucking 12-year-old Saab, okay, that leaked. You know, I remember, well, I don't want to get into it, but lots of instances in my life where I was, you know, if I made $150 that week, I did fucking great. Lots of occasions like that in my life. So I understand that where I am right now is very different from that, okay? Money is not the concern that it was then. That only happened because I stopped making money the concern. I just was like, there just came a point where I'm like, I've got what I've got and I'm going to make it work. But that is not what my fucking life's about. My life is not about cable bills and they just need to be paid. Those are a responsibility that I need to adhere to. And I just stopped doing it. I'm just like, I'm just going to organize my life. And that's what I did. I brought some integrity to my finances. and I made my life work on whatever I was earning at the time. And I lived my life accordingly. And that had been a challenge for me, right? That had been a challenge in my life, as for many of you, I'm sure it is. But I stopped making my life be about making money. My life became about, for me, everybody's different, right? But for me, it became about empowering people, making a difference with people. And if that makes money, it's fine. But if it doesn't, that's also fine because what's top of the tree for me is empowering people. That was authentically what my life was about. It was nothing else. I did lots and lots and lots of things for no financial credit for me, no financial increase for me. I didn't make a cent. And it never bothered me because it's not what it was about. And I never felt used because part of the territory of making a difference for people is some people appreciate, some people don't, and that's okay. Because you can't cherry pick the world you live in. You have to embrace the whole world that you're in and accept that that's the world that you're in and function from there. And so when I stopped making about that and I gave everything that I had to making a difference for people, and again, that's what I chose to do in my life, you might be, what I want to do is express myself creatively. I want to make art, right? Or I want to commit myself to excellence in my field. I want to be the absolute fucking best at what I do. And such that everyone around me recognizes me as the best at what I do. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to give myself fully to that. All right. So if you just take what I said there, you might be a fucking shelf stacker. That's what you do. All right. Give yourself fully to that. You'll see what happens. You might drive a forklift. Okay. Give yourself fully to that. You'll see what happens. You'll grow into something else, to becoming a resource where you work, to being somebody who other people look to or aspire to. You'll move up. New things will happen. The money will take care of itself because you're giving yourself to something tangible, something real, something authentic. See, this is people's mistake with money. They want to make money, but they say they're doing something else. Oh, I want to be a great manager. No, you don't. You want to make more money. That's really what it's about. And that's okay, but you should realize that that's what's driving you. So if you're wondering why the promotion's not coming, hello. You've heard me say this phrase many times in the past. We do things in the name of other things. It's called inauthenticity. So whatever you've been doing in the name of something else, just so you know, it's totally inauthentic. And you constantly have to fool yourself and try to fool the people around you. But your inauthenticity is unmistakable. That's why, you know, like this whole phenomenon that was going around not too long ago, still going around, this quiet quitting thing, you should just fucking quit. Just quit. What are you doing? What are you doing? I tell you what you're doing. You're withdrawing and blaming it on somebody else or something else. If you don't like that job, I say this all the time. If you don't like that career, if you don't like the direction your life's going, put the fucking brakes on, point yourself in a different direction and go that way. The life you will cash in by just rolling along, that's too much of a cost. What, so that you don't have to deal with consequences? You don't have to deal with discomfort? So that you don't have to deal with a problem that it would cause in your life? That's no life. So I know we've come a long way around in this conversation. We started out with transformational information versus stereotypically educational information all the way around to this. Because you have to really get your head around this notion that what you think, what you believe, what you've seen other people do, and that's typically what we all do. We follow the pack. Follow the fucking pack. That's why we use these statements like bumper stickers. They're knowledge, but they haven't changed anything. And if your knowledge doesn't change anything, then you don't know it. Like, know it. You just know it at a surface level. If you've listened to the podcast and read the books and nothing's fucking changed, you're not going in deep enough. It's not rattling your cage. So you have to tell yourself the fucking truth about that. And you have to tell yourself the truth about the, oh yeah, my life is about trying to make more money. It's not about being an amazing blah, 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 or being excellent over here, or being proficient over here, or being someone who, when I walk into my workplace or my business place, like everybody around me has a fucking better life because I'm there, right? That in my sphere of expertise, I'm known as the best at what I do. And I give myself fully to that. And that might result in me making more money. It might not. But being someone who does that, that's what matters to me. To know myself as someone who is expert in what they do. To know myself as someone who has excellence in the performance of what they do. To know myself as that when I do that, I fucking do it right and I do it the way it's supposed to be done. I'm not going to criticize other people for the way they do it. That's up to fucking them. But for me, this is important to me. You think that's not going to fucking set you apart? That's one of the byproducts of it. But if you do it to set yourself apart, it's inauthentic. You have to do it for doing its sake. And that applies to an awful lot of what I talk about. You have to love somebody for love's sake, not to get it back. That's inauthentic. That's not authentic. you love someone to love them. The easiest example of that, of course, is for the parents. You love your children. You're not sitting there like, Ian, you just don't love me back. Well, some of you do. Some of you have got some fucking incomplete stuff from your own parents that you now project onto your own children. It's not your fucking children's job to love you back. It's just your job to love them. So you want to live an authentic life. You want to live a life true to self. You do things for doing them. You don't do things in order to. You don't do things so that then. You don't do things to get. You do things for what you discover about yourself in the performance of those things. In doing those things, you become someone. You are someone in the performance of those things. That's a world of discovery. I'm literally fucking showing you how to transform your own fucking life with no books, no coaching, no nothing, self-discovery. When you do those things, there's things that are happening with you that if you're noticing when you're looking online and you're looking at the social media, you're having a response. What is it? There's gold in there that people are just wrapped up in whatever they're reading or seeing. They're like, oh, well, I don't agree with it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Notice you're disagreeing again. What's that about? What are you hanging on to? What view have you settled yourself with that you can't even try on another point of view? I mean, look, you want to know ultimately what this whole fucking episode is about? It's about how to learn. How to learn in the domain of personal growth and development. I get if you want to go and learn about fucking physics, there's just a bunch of shit you're going to have to take in and remember it. Chemistry, math, history. You're going to have to just take it all in and remember it. When it comes to personal growth and development, that won't work. You can't, and I use this example all the time, you can't learn love. You discover love. It fucking hits you. Love gets you. And you get love. And its presence is fucking unmistakable. When you're in the presence of it, everything fucking changes. Everything changes. Because you, in that moment, have discovered love. And it lights you up. You can't get that by somebody saying, okay, so these are the four principles of love. So you start over here, and then that's not going to do shit. That's knowledge. There's no discovery in that. So I guess, you know, the magical word this week is discovery. I'm writing it down. I'm going to leave you a question this week. Here's your fucking question for the week. What have you discovered about yourself this week? And what actions have you taken to change the trajectory of your life, given that discovery? What have you discovered about yourself this week? And what actions have you taken to change the trajectory of your life, given that discovery? Happy hunting. I'll see you on the flip side.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.